Blog Talk Radio.
All I found was a phone number on the stairs. It says, thank you.
Sexual wellness coach, and we have Z. She should be coming on soon, Susan. When she comes on, we're going to move forward with our show. But I just want to say happy Friday. It is, again, just another, another wonderful week, and just blessed to be here and have the opportunity to share this time with family. So we brought the show in this evening with two songs, and I can't believe this is the third week where we no longer have Prince. We start off with Prince, my man Prince. This is the third week where we are you know, honoring and him through his music. And we started out with Nikki, Darling Nikki, and just that's one of my favorite Prince songs. I mean, it was just so provocative and just enticing and tantalizing. And hearing that song for the first time, you know, as a child, and I didn't know what masturbation was, but I just knew, you know, just the way that he was talking about it and the way that, you know, Prince just had a way of, you know, articulating and conveying a message. And I remember just like, oh, you know, just how it touched me some kind of way. So anyways, that song is nostalgic for me. And we started off with Darling Nikki. And then we brought it in with, we followed up with DJ Jazzy Jeff. And you all may know him from DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. But he also is a producer and from, you know, from Philly, and he does compilation albums. And I followed up with the song Touch Me. And for those that heard that song, you can see, you know, it's talking about touch me with your hands. And, you know, it's more than penetration, and how the singer was able to, you know, articulate that level of communication through the song. So we brought it in with two songs. And And I want to say welcome to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And Z, are you on the line with us, honey?
I am here. I am here. Peace, peace to the goddess.
And oh, peace queen. Peace queen. Yes, yes, yes. I was just talking with the family about the two songs that we brought in the show with this evening. That song, Darling Nikki, girl.
Girl, I know.
I tell you.
What can you say? I'm telling you, yes. I've never really paid any attention to the words until I'm like, okay. you know, we just gotta always continue to give this honor and homage to the brother, because, you know, he just gave us a little bit of everything. You know, a little bit of everything.
Yes, and
when I saw the movie and I saw him, because I hadn't seen the movie in years, and
right.
So when I saw him doing the song and his performance with the song, I was like,
yes, yes, girl. When he, yes. She walked out after that song. Like,
well, we give thanks and thank you, my beautiful queen, for just bringing everybody in tonight.
Definitely.
Right. Absolutely. So I guess it's time for us to go ahead and do our disclaimer so we can get on with the show.
I know. We done already brought up masturbation and we haven't even said our disclaimer. So as you can see, family, this is Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And as I mentioned, I am Vonnie, your sexual wellness coach. And we have Z.
And I am Z, your love and sex enthusiast. And
yes,
we welcome you to another Friday night.
Yes, another Friday night, queen. And so, you know, before we get started, for those that are new to the show, we start off with a disclaimer. And we just like to tell the family that this is an adult show with adult content. So as I mentioned, you know, we did talk about masturbation, but again, we're talking about sex and love and relationship and intimacy, and some of the verbiage and language that we're using may be a little too mature, provocative for younger folks. So we just like to let the family know that if you are listening and they are in with the list, you know, earshot, you know, just be cognizant of that. And then also, I am a sexual wellness coach, and Z is our love and sex enthusiast. And with that being said, we are not medical MDs. When we are on the show and we have guests on the show, we speak through our research and our experience, and even though we are professionals in what we do, We also suggest, family, that if you are undergoing any type of medical treatment or experiencing a type of medical conditions, that if you, you know, wanted to take or do any of the suggestions or recommendations or anything that we might talk about, that you first consult your primary care physician and communicate with them if it is something that could be, you know, can have a contraindication. So other than that, I think I covered everything.
Yes, you have, my sister. You said, look, we've already started about talking about masturbation, and we didn't give a disclaimer, so let us hope that there weren't any little ones around. So thank you, giving thanks. So we're ready for a hot and juicy subject tonight, Vonnie. We've been keeping it pretty light over the past few weeks. Mm-hmm. Past 1 week we had our tribute to our brother Prince, and then we were talking about some love things. But tonight we're going to get down with
you. Oh, I like how you said that, like how it just resonated in your throat. It was deep, like down.
conversations. And so how this conversation came about is, you know, how we're always reaching out to the family and mm-hmm. asking them, you know, hey, we want to know what it is that you want to talk about. Actually having a conversation with a beautiful queen sister, and she said, well, have y'all ever talked about squirting? And I was like, so, you know, I know we touched on it in other conversations, but we haven't had a whole show about it, so this is how this came about.
Wow.
So I hope our beautiful queen is listening tonight, and if she is, then maybe she'll even come on and share her thoughts about it, maybe her experiences with it. But I just mm-hmm. want to say this before we get into Avani.
Okay.
I did some research, and you know, you and I are going to talk about some of the statistics and things like that around this mm-hmm. subject. But I reached out to my family, and God, it's hard to get people to come on and talk about this subject.
Did you have that problem? Did you have that situation? And you know,
yes. take a seat, a back seat to this one. You know, I don't think I want to have that conversation.
I understand it, but I reached out to some of my male friends to see if they, you know, because we wanted the male reaction, and we still are open to the male reaction. So for all my brothers and that are out here, and sisters too, you know, press one and feel free to join the conversation on this. But I reached out to one of my friends and see if he, you know, had that experience, and he was like, no, you know, he didn't have that experience. And I told you that when we were coming up with this show, you know, the experience that I had with this, and I was like, man, you know, I should have reached out to the brother that I had my experience with.
We will wait for you to tell us all about it. You can just share.
I could do that. But, you know, it was, it was just an interesting conversation when, you know, you talk to your fam about getting on here and sharing. But it's all good. And we want to, you know, this is what it's all about, is we have a platform and a way to have these, you know, these type of conversations. So I look forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, for me, I did have a brother who said, you know, he had not had an experience with So I thought that was interesting. Okay. And then, I did have, and I will be sharing with you in a little bit, someone who said that, you know, asked him, I said, well, if you won't come on, will you at least share about your experience, because she's a squirter.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
But she was able to give us a little feedback in writing about that. But I see that we do have someone in the queue, mm-hmm. so maybe we can go ahead and bring the sister into the conversation and make this a threesome.
All right.
Little Miss
I want to welcome you in, caller, area code 301 and 659. Welcome to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks to you. So, what do you think about this conversation tonight?
Oh, I'm excited because I have questions. I just want to know more about it, and I think that it's a great thing, and I'm really surprised that people are shying away from it because, I don't know. I don't get it, but this is the platform that we have to learn about it. And, you know, I'm in a couple of different Facebook groups where there are women in there openly talking about their yonis. And the experiences that they're having, whether it's squirting, whether it's, you know, am I too deep or I'm not deep enough, or this man has this big penis and what do I do with it? And, you know, the conversations are very open. And so I think it's important for us to have this opportunity to, like, learn more and openly talk about it because first of all, this is something that I want to happen. I don't think I've ever experienced it. And, you know, I'm 43. I don't think that I've experienced it. And I'm only saying that because it's only in the last maybe 4 to 5 years that I've really, really gotten comfortable with my sexuality. I've always been a highly sexual person, but, you know, upbringing and conditioning and, oh, you can't be this way or you can't say this or we didn't have these conversations with our mothers and our grandmothers and our aunties. Like, I'm 43 and I just now started having the conversation with my grandmother about sex at 43 years old. So I'm excited personally.
Well, you know what? Oh boy, you just said a handful and a mouthful. But you know, first of all, you're 43, I'm 61, and here we are, you know, really just coming out to be able to talk about these things and to be able to talk openly and honestly and we don't have to just talk to our girlfriends. Thank God we do have a platform. And to me, this is an opportunity to learn and grow. Because when I was doing my research on this subject, first of all, I didn't even know I had the ability to do that. I thought it was just something that some women could do. But what I'm finding out is that it's possible that every woman could do this. You know, if there's a possibility. So I'm like, okay. And then, you know, I was on YouTube. Girl, you got to check YouTube out because they got a whole lot of stuff on there to teach people how to squirt. How to make it happen. Read my lips. I was like, okay. So, and then one of the ladies, she offers it to the brothers and or sisters. But she was even saying, this late, beautiful queen named Jaya, Z-A-I-Y-A, I love that name. As a matter of fact, I posted her video up on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. So check it out. But she even talks about how she was able to bring herself to squirt. She talks about able to bring herself to squirt, and she shows you how to make that happen. So just very, 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 very interesting. So let's just talk about what squirting is. So what I gathered, and Vonnie, please, you know, jump right in. And hello? No.
Hello?
Okay, I'm here. I think we lost Vonnie.
Okay.
Because she was the host, so I don't know how that works.
Well, the call will still go on. All she has to do is just call back in.
Okay, so we're still on then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so thank you so much. You know, you're a blog talker too, so I'm glad you're here.
Okay.
So squirting is, according to some of the people that, you know, share their information, I love this sister, Adina. She's another one that has some beautiful videos up, and she talks about how squirting it's a fluid. You know, it's a fluid that comes out of the body. And there's a lot of controversy around this because some people want to know, is it pee?
Right.
Or, you know, what is it? And according to some of the people, scientifically, they really don't even know what it is. It's a fluid that comes from the body. Is it coming from the vaginal canal or is it coming from the urethra? Of course, if it's coming from the urethra, you would think that it's pee. But according to her, she says, you know, they really don't know where it comes from. It doesn't have a smell, and it doesn't stain. So that's what makes people think that it's not pee. Because if it were, you know, if it was urine, then, you know, it would have a smell, and it would stain the bed. So, so she says nobody knows where it comes from. She said that some scientists say that it's an involuntary release of the bladder. So others say it's some type of magical substance. So you've got a lot of controversy out there. I don't think that they really pinpointed. But I think for the most part what I was hearing is that it is just some type of fluid that they really can't put a handle on. But most people say it is not pee, because, you know, if you know the smell of urine.
Yeah.
So that's where that's what most I've been hearing and reading about. Vonnie, you're back with us, Queen.
Yes, I'm back.
Excellent. So I was just sharing a little bit with the family about just what squirting is, where, you know, the controversy around it, whether it is urine or whether it's some other kind of fluid. And I think for the most part, the consensus is that it's some other kind of fluid. The other thing that I wanted to share is, which I thought was wild. So you could have a woman who squirts as much as a teaspoon full of fluid and someone as much as a glass full, literally. Mm. A glass full. I mean, and I love Adina's, I love her video, because she has this video with her guy, his name is Oliver, and he's got this umbrella, and so she's got this squirting, and sometimes she says sometimes it may come, you know, like a stream, and sometimes it comes down like Niagara Falls, and he's standing there, and he's got this umbrella, and the fluid is just coming all over him. It's wild. That's another one that's posted up on our page, Love, Sex, and Nutrition. So women can squirt from as little as a teaspoon to a glass or more. So I thought that was important.
In porn, squirt like a lot. Like,
really?
It was like a water fountain. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. And it wasn't a movie. It wasn't like one of those scripted videos.
Mm-hmm.
It was an uploaded video of I forgot what they call them. Oh, there's a name for what I'm trying to say. But it's like when people just upload videos and they're just video recording themselves.
An amateur video.
And I think it was her husband, if I'm not mistaken, and he was orally stimulating her. And she would be like, right before it would happen, she would like be like, "Oh my God, I'm about to come," and he would like get out the way, and she would just start, she would just squirt, and it's literally like a water fountain, and it was clear liquid. It wasn't like, you know, urine has like that yellowish tint to it. Like, it wasn't like that. It just, it looked like water in the video.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And you know what? I think Ronnie's going to touch on the difference between what we're talking about with the squirting and actual female ejaculation, because there's a different, totally different substance. Right, Ronnie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I also, in my research, I'm reading this book called The Wounded Womb, and I don't know if you are familiar with Philip Valentine.
Yes.
Okay, okay. And so, you know, with reading up on the subject, and we're sitting here, we're talking about, you know, the water and the liquid and the clarity of it, and how he made reference to this, and how this has been referenced to the waters of Nu, or what the ancients he called, or it's called the efferent sea. And in the Bible, it's referred to as the Virgin Mary. So he got to the esoteric meaning of it. So bear with me, right? So bear with me. So the Virgin Mary, referring to it as the Virgin Mary. And so in Latin, the word Mary means mare, M-A-R-E, meaning sea. So what words do we refer to as sea, starting with M-A-R, and you have the words like, or liquid, words like marine or maritime or marina or mariner. You know, these words refer to the origin of the word mare, to the Virgin Mary. So saying this all to say is that, you know, talking about this has been in scripture, and or at least had that type of dialogue, you know, in ancient texts. You know, so I thought that was pretty interesting to make that connection there.
Wow, that is interesting.
You
know, we're amazing creatures, aren't we? God just made women just, look, what can you say? God just made us super fantabulistic and mystical and magical, because we are still learning about ourselves to today. You know, we were just talking about, you know, our age, you know, and, you know, not even having these experiences, knowing about these experiences, knowing that every, you know, we all have the ability to do this, and because there's a technique that can allow us to do it. You know, some people just do it naturally, and there's some people that can make it happen. So the difference between, you know, there is a difference between what we're talking about with the squirting, that fluid, that waterfall, or that, you know, or it's either going to be the teaspoon, or it could be a big old glass. But that's not female ejaculation fluid. Is that correct, Bonnie? Because it's a difference in the substance of this fluid and what happens when you have female ejaculation. So, Bonnie, do you want to talk about the difference in what that fluid is? It's a different color and everything.
Yeah, so I wanted to just break it down and you know, what it is. So the Chinese, the Taoists, they make reference of the three different waters, or the three types of fluids that are found. So you have the lubrication fluid, which we experience during arousal, and that's considered the first water. And these fluids are emit during normal orgasm, and then you have those fluids that are emitted, you know, during normal orgasm. And then you have the fluid that is released. It's called the third water, and it's released from what's the G-spot. And the G-spot was made popular by Dr. Garfenberg. And he made reference, some other researchers, they called it the G-spot, but he referenced the spot. And the spot consists of erectile tissue. And it's time to find out when they do more research, you know, with female erection, like females, we actually have erectile tissue, but of course, you know, our organs are internal, so we experience this concentration of blood flow to this erectile tissue, and it swells, and therefore, you know, causing that reaction. So when that happens, it produces a fluid that is more considered a seminal fluid. And so what we were talking about was a clearer fluid. And so with the ejaculation, you know, that is considered the different type of fluid than that.
Yeah, and that particular fluid, as I was reading, they say is like a milky white substance. So that would be almost considered the same thing like a man, when a man ejaculates, you know,
right.
He's got, you know, that kind of milky white substance. And mm-hmm. so when you have a female ejaculation, that's what you're going to be experiencing, that fluid with that. So that's totally different than
mm-hmm.
with squirting. What I also found out, which I thought was interesting, that when you squirt, you don't necessarily have to be having an orgasm. That women can squirt without having an orgasm. So one of the men on one of the videos that I was checking out, what he said was, so if she doesn't have an orgasm, you have to go back in and do what you got to do, keep on, you know, working with her with the foreplay and everything so that she can experience her orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a way to be able to have the orgasm and the squirting. Good mug. I was like, oh, my goodness, would I be able to come off the ceiling? Oh! to have both of them at the same time. So I was curious about, so when you squirt, what is that? So it's a good feeling, but it's not
mm-hmm.
an orgasm. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what, look, we're going to go into a quick commercial because we missed the top of the hour, and we're going to come back to that feeling because we can share our experiences with that, huh? How about that?
All right, that sounds good. All right, we'll come back in just a few moments. Peace.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break.
Break the cycle of mediocrity. Did you know that most people don't like waking up to an alarm clock every morning? How would you like to make a full-time income working part-time from home? The largest percent of people who make six-figure or more do it from a home-based business. You can design your own future with a company that is fun, fast, friendly, and rewarding. The Limu Company is new to the Baltimore area, looking for a few good men and women. If you are a leader and you're sick and tired of the Monday to Friday 9-to-5 grind, if you want to set your own schedule and pay, contact Gloria at 443-326-1943. That's 443-326-1943 or email gleach7@verizon.net. That's gleach7@verizon.net. I'll see you at the top.
Welcome to the Family Healing Circle, where we heal the mind, body, and soul. Join us every Monday for Totally Whole with Dr. Rosemary Cook and Pastor Bridget as they discuss issues related to spirituality and mental health with emphasis on wholeness of mind, body, and spirit. Get Your Money Right Tuesdays on Money Matters with Chastity A. Wells. This show is the tool you need to develop a healthy relationship with your money and financial legacy. Every Thursday is a treat as we mix it up. On the first Thursday of the month, it's Total Empowerment with Angela Harden, where beauty and strength is enhanced inside and out. The second Thursday of the month is Relationship Talk on One Love, One Connection, One Up with Reverends Arlene Cahet and Harvey L. Bailey as they give you practical advice for creating a spiritual union to have the relationship you want. Call in with your relationship question. Calling all brothers on the third Thursday of the month, it's the Sacred Masculine Show with Reverend Jamel Gilliam. It's a show for spiritual brothers and the women who love them. When there is a fourth Thursday in the month, we have the Healing Paradigm with Reverend Arlene Cahet, healing the mind, body, and spirit through changing viewpoints. Every Friday, let's talk love, sex, and nutrition with sexual wellness coach Bondria Walters and sex enthusiast Lakia Lana, the hottest sexual health and wellness and nutrition show around. This is for the grown and sexy. Listen at your own risk. If you don't know, now you know. The Family Healing Circle on Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's the best in entertainment, education, and talk radio.
Welcome back, family, to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. This is Bonnie, your sexual wellness coach, along with...
And I am Z, your love and sex enthusiast. And we are having a very controversial topic tonight. We are talking about squirting. Something that we are learning more about as we've been doing our research. And so we're going to just kind of delve a little more into it. And, Bonnie, did you have something that you wanted to say before we went to commercial?
Well, actually, I did. I was collecting my thoughts because, like we said, we're talking, we mentioned in the beginning of the show that we speak from our experience and from our research. And as I shared, a few minutes ago, the correlation with the Virgin Mary and the waters of Nu. And then also the whole concept of the term female ejaculation and the masculine connotation in that term, because when you think of ejaculation, because it is a fairly new term that is being used, and with video and pornography, we're able to, see into people's, bedrooms in a way to where, 30, 50 years ago, that wasn't always the case. So, the exposure of us seeing these things, what that looks like and then putting a name towards it and then also referring back to it, in history. So I say this all to say is that, this is a subject, Z, we're doing this research. I think we're going to have some more shows, more in-depth shows on this subject because it's so many different things. I didn't realize it. I thought, okay, we're going to be wording and our experience, with it and some statistics and, make a few references. But, it seemed to be a deeper topic or, more information and resources out about it than I know that we wouldn't be able to cover, within an hour's worth of time.
Well, I love that you bring in that history and, really delving into it, and we learn so much from, especially from our Eastern culture, because they've been, you know, studying this for so long. So we will definitely be coming back with this subject again. But what I'd like to do, because I know we only have, 15 minutes. Goodness gracious, time just flies over. One of the things I would like to do is to kind of talk about people's experiences. So I told you I was reaching out to the family today and didn't have much success with people coming on to share their experience. And we do honor that. But I did have a sister friend who shared in writing what her experience is. So I'm gonna just kind of share with you what she wrote. I asked her the question, have you ever experienced squirting, you know, in a sexual experience? And I said, and if so, what is it like? So this is what she said. She said, it is a slow buildup until you feel like you're going to explode. Then it all comes out. And then she said, I love it. She said, I love it. And then she says, doing and receiving it. So I thought that was interesting. So she says she's never had a partner that complained, and she says that women are intrigued. Well, I have to say, I am one of them. I am totally intrigued by it. because I guess if you're not, you know, if you haven't had the experience and you have the experience with someone who has, you know, who is a squirter, I have to say, it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. Yes. From a very personal point of view, it is fascinating. And so I also asked about the taste, and she said, she can't really comment about the taste, you know. Let me see. What did she say about that? Can't explain the taste, she says. And then I asked her, do you let your partner know when you're getting ready to do it? You know, do you tell them, okay, move out the way? And she said, all I can say is move out the way. So, so I don't think that may be a time where you may want to be providing oral sex. And if you are, then, you know, I guess, you know, you have to let them know. Raven, call them, come, you know. And if your partner knows you and knows that you're a squirter, you might want to move out the way.
Right.
So, as I was reading some of the comments on some of the videos, I did hear a brother say that, you know, hey, if I'm asking her to take in my fluid, I should be able to take in hers. So, you know, hey, everybody's got their thing, whatever it may be. But I want to thank the sister for sharing her personal experience. We do appreciate that, because it's always good to know where, you know, real people are coming from. A lot of times you read things, or you may read things up on websites and so forth, but this one came from someone that I personally know. So thank you so much. Anybody else want to chime in on this conversation? I don't know if either of you have know anybody who's have you had a conversation with anyone, or if you've had anybody who's had that experience?
Well, I would share my experience with it. So I wouldn't. So you know, you have some people, I guess now, you know, you label yourself as a squirter. So I label myself as being multi-orgasmic. I was lucky to have a partner, and prior to him, I've never had that experience. And it was something that I had seen, you know, in video, but it was nothing that really appealed to me, to be quite honest with you. You know, because I guess because I was just experiencing, you know, what I was experiencing, and I didn't, you know, I just didn't, it was, like I said, just something that didn't appeal to me necessarily. And, but I had this partner, and he was determined to make me squirt. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm open for it. You know, I didn't see, you know, any adverse, you know, effects of it at the time. So, you know, it was my partner, and I trusted him, and, you know, it was something that I was willing to explore. So, you know, with that being said, it became pleasurable, like the journey to it, but then it got to where he was so, or I guess, determined to get that reaction, where I lost the pleasure out of it, and it became more mechanical. Like, it happened, but it wasn't this orgasm that I expected to have once it happened, you know, and it happened, you know, twice to me with the same partner, and since then, no one else has, you know, has been able to do that. But again, from my experience, it wasn't that as orgasmic, I guess, as my regular orgasms are.
Well, I think that that may be, because we just finished talking about that. Remember I said that they said that there's a difference, that you can squirt, but you don't have to have an orgasm. So
right,
maybe
right.
What you were experiencing was the releasing of that fluid. It still had some pleasure. It sounds like it did have some pleasure, but it wasn't the orgasm that you were used to having or that you would like to have. And,
right.
And so that's what,
right.
You know, that's what he was, this gentleman was saying, is that
mm-hmm.
you might have to go back to get the orgasm, you know, even
right.
after you
were. So that was, exactly. And so that was the case of that. I like that term, going back to get to get the orgasm. Like, hold up.
Yeah, because you want to really get to, you know, get that orgasm. So it's interesting
mm-hmm.
how beautiful that we can have, you know, when you said multi orgasmic, so, you know, we can have that pleasure but also still have that amazing orgasmic pleasure. So if you know if it comes naturally to you, sisters, woo, big ups to you, girl. For those of us who may have to learn how to do that to make ourselves have to squirt, because we just learned earlier tonight that it's an art, you know, it's something that you can absolutely create. One gentleman says it may take up to 30 minutes of constant stimulation before she will release this fluid. And he also says that you may get soaked on the way, but if you do it, you know, and you do it consistently. And, I'm sorry that, you know, you had the experience where it seemed mechanical, because I think a lot of times, and this was another thing that was coming up in my research, Vonnie, was that brothers or, you know, guys were saying, you know, they've given themselves pats on the back, like, yeah, I love to get my girl to squirt. When I get her to squirt, I know I did my job, you know. I know I got her off.
I think it's important that we don't equate, you know, the orgasm. And we didn't, but, you know, just to clarify, we're not equating squirting with orgasm.
Exactly. Yeah. Definitely two different things, although both of them are pleasurable. It's just that the squirting probably doesn't provide as much intense pleasure as the orgasm. So we are definitely saying that these are two different feelings. So a man can think that, you know, he's out on a mission. I'm going to get my girl to squirt tonight. And he goes in, and, you know, he goes in like a doctor, baby. He going down in there, he going to make sure he get this thing. And it could be a good and wonderful, pleasurable experience. And or it could even be a turnoff if, you know, if the stimulation is not right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I learned is that there's a G-spot stimulation to make a woman squirt. So, you know, if you really know how to manipulate that G-spot, and that's for us as well, because we have the ability to teach ourselves, to pleasure ourselves, and to make ourselves squirt. Again, I mentioned earlier, we have a couple videos up on Facebook on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And one of the ladies, Jaya, she's a sexpert. She calls herself a sexpert. And she explains how she was able to do it. She was able to do it herself. So, you know, sisters, I just want to say, if we don't learn how to self-pleasure, if we don't know how to get ourselves off and learn those spots and learn if we can squirt and how to go about doing it, then we're not even going to be able to share with a partner. And every guy doesn't come knowing. You know, every brother doesn't come knowing what to do, especially with your body. So I would just encourage us to, you know, learn how to do some self-pleasure with ourselves, do our own experience, our own experiments, so on ourselves so we can learn more about our beautiful bodies and what we are capable of, the pleasures we are capable of.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. So just want to open it up once again to the family. We only have a couple of minutes left. Is there anyone else, excuse me, that wanted to chime in to say anything about this and or their experience with it?
And just to remind the family, if you want to chime in, you can do that by pressing 1 on your dial. And so, Z, as I, you know, I was listening to you and I was just sharing, you know, my experience. And that's the type, I had the G-spot stimulation experience. And like I said, at first it felt good. It was very pleasurable. I was very responsive. And then it was just like, okay, you know, for like a means to an end, you know, then I lost the connection of it being pleasurable, and it was just for the result of that, you know. So,
yeah, that's a real bummer. I mean, because, you know, that can happen anyway, because the G-spot to me is a real funny little thing. You can touch her in a way that can be pleasurable, and another way it can be like, oh, no, oh, get away. I don't even, that's me right there, you know. So, that can be a real interesting thing. And of course, you know, we'd love to have our brothers come with that skill, but also be teachable. So we can learn, you know, we can learn together. You know, one of the things that everybody says, lubricate. The more lubrication we have, the more supple she is. I mean, you know, and the more you're able to maneuver around in there, because now you're talking about, you know, your fingers or your tongue or whatever. You've got to have lots and lots of lubrication in order for us to have that multiple stimulation and orgasmic. Take me to the moon. That one. So, wow, Ronnie, we have already come to the end of the hour, and I don't know. I mean, I still had some other things here, but we are going to revisit this conversation. Hopefully, you know, we may get some people that will come on that will share their experience the next time. It's not such a scary topic, everybody. It really isn't. So we will come back and visit it again.
Right, and I just want to say we want to thank the caller for coming in earlier today and sharing with us, you know, her story and experience. So, you know, we won't bite.
Actually, I do see someone in the queue. Can we take a couple minutes to bring this person in?
Yes, all right. We're going to bring you in. Hello, 2403-85, welcome to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. So, hello. I was calling because I hear a lot of talk about the G-spot. I hear a lot of talk about the squirting and different things like that. And I am a person that have never experienced an orgasm besides clitoral stimulation. So, you know, I'm always wondering, okay, like, am I the person that got skipped with the G-spot? Like, am I the person that got skipped with the, you know, honestly, because I have had all sizes. I have had, you know, people, you know, that have put in certain work in certain spots, and we have done multiple positions. I have tried it by myself there is nothing. There is nothing. So is this something that every woman should expect to honestly have, you know what I'm saying? Or, I mean, I would expect it to be that way, you know, because so many women, you know, do talk about squirting, they do talk about G-spot orgasms and different things like that. But, you know, how does one attain one, you know, even if you're trying to figure out yourself on your own to even be able to tell your partner, you know, what it is to do when that's something that you have never experienced, even throughout, like, different trial and error? How do you figure that out? Like, how do you know where to start to even figure that out? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you explore yourself, if you trying to have your partner explore yourself and it's just not working, how do you figure that out to achieve those things? That's my question.
Okay.
Oh my gosh! Wow, since you really know, with a lot. Thank you for coming on and asking that question. Vonnie, did you want to share something with the sister?
Yes, I do. I want to say again, you know, what Z said, thank you for sharing that, and you're saying, you know, how can you explore? So I take it that you mentioned that you have tried to, you have explored with yourself and your partner.
Absolutely.
Your deep spot, okay. And so not everybody's spot. So like I mentioned in the beginning of the show that, you know, there is a buildup of erectile tissue that makes this spot, you know, this spot, but it's not the same in everyone else. And that's the one thing that, you know, I want to communicate, that just because, you know, my G-spot might be in the interior, yours might be further back or further up or in the middle. And it's also been shown that it can have some built, the erectile tissue can be built up in the front, then in the middle, and then in the back. So I say that to say is that, it's going to take a level of sensitivity to your body, and in a way that I'm not sure, you know, the intricacies of your intimate relationships and how intimate you are with yourself, but when we go in for, when we have an expectation, a lot of times if we have an expectation, it kind of puts a pressure on us to react a certain way or respond in a way that we've seen or heard other people respond. So what I'm going to suggest is that, you know, with yourself and you and with your partner, someone that you trust, is that, you know, I mentioned, I don't know if you listened to last week's show, we were talking about ways to pamper, and I mentioned meditation. And because it's not just, you know, we're speaking a lot about, you know, the physical way of pleasure and orgasm and the way that the body, you know, reacts. But it also is another connection that we can tap into, too, when we're quiet and we're silent. And I know this might be a roundabout answer to your question, but being as though, you know, you seem to have tried, you know, all these different things and nothing has come to resolve, you know, I want to encourage you to explore, you know, something different that you might not have tried is, again, you know, being, you know, taking a bath and, you know, lighting some candles and, you know, and really enjoying that moment of yourself where you're feeling your body and touching your body and really getting in tune to how your body is feeling, you know, internally. And you're peaceful. You're not worried about, you know, children, work, and you're not expecting anything either. You're not, you're just enjoying the moment and you're being present. And during that time, when you are in tune and when you are sensitive to what's really going on and your senses are ignited, you know, do that exploration. Do it with, again, with no intention of squirting or no intention of orgasm, but of learning your body and feeling the spots and feeling the curves and how they respond and how they expand and contract, and see where you get with that. You know, that's my suggestion to you. And then, you know, I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not going to, you know, say that, you know, it's this, that, and the third. But with my experience and, you know, and what, you know, and feedback that I've gotten and research, you know, this might be something that you might want to try and explore. So, yeah.
Thank you so much, Vonnie. And we certainly know that that is very helpful. I didn't think about the meditation part, so. You know, that always puts us in a different frame of mind. since I don't know if you were on at the time when I shared also about being very lubricated. Lubrication mm-hmm. is very key to bringing that arousal up. You know, we have lots of lubrication. Also, on the Love, Sex, and Nutrition Facebook page, there's a couple of videos. And on one of them, the sister shares very explicitly how to stimulate the G-spot to bring yourself to squirt. So she actually uh-huh. goes into that. So you may want to look at that. And on YouTube, there are quite a few videos very explicit to be able to show you how it can happen. And I just want to say to you, my beautiful queen, don't feel like you're the only woman out there, because mm-hmm. I have not had my own experience with squirting. I want to now that I have been doing all this research, so I want to do some practice, but that is exactly what one of the sexperts said. She said it takes practice. So, you know, as often as you can, practice on yourself so that when you do have a partner, you know, you can show him how to do it. And or if you have a husband or a beloved that you have, that you have regular sexual experience with, just keep practicing. You know, don't make it we got to do it, you know, just like Ronnie said, like, don't make it a thing like you got to do. But just keep working with it, you know, and just set your intention, because that's what my intention is, to just set my intention that I want to have this experience. Before I leave the planet, I want to know what it's like to squirt. I don't know if I'm going to squirt a teaspoonful or if I'm going to squirt a glassful, but I'd love to be able to know what that experience is like on the giving end. You know, I've had the experience on the receiving end, but I want to be able to be the giver. In this. So, yeah, I think there are a lot of women, my beautiful queen, that have not yet had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So did your question get answered, or at least did you get some idea?
So, I mean, yes, it definitely, you know, gave me an answer. You know, continue to, you know, explore, relax, you know, do all of those different things that I feel like that I really have done. You know, mm-hmm. and you know, through sexual positions and, you know, even, you know, on my self-exploration. So, I guess, you know, this is something that I have to try to continue to work towards, because, honestly, I felt like maybe I just wasn't born with a G-spot. I felt like maybe I just wasn't born with a G-spot. Maybe my clitoris is my G-spot, because that is the only way that I have an orgasm. Mm-hmm. It's through that. Like, I have tried different things through my, I got pretty long fingers. So, you know, I have definitely tried to explore my own self. Maybe in my mind I'm thinking too much about it. You know, maybe it's more than just a physical thing for me. Maybe it's a mental thing for me.
And I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but that's where I was getting at, is that, you know, it's, you know, sometimes it's beyond that physical part. I mean, and at the same time, you know, if you are able to orgasm, a clitoral orgasm is still an orgasm. So, you know, that is something to celebrate. So I don't want you to think that, you know, that's not something to be, you know, to be good. Or
I definitely celebrate those, you know, but I mean, of course, you know, as just an individual, a human being, like, you want to experience what everybody else talking about. You want to feel that good thing that everybody else talks about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to do, you know, what it is. Everybody, not that they doing, but when it comes to the type of pleasure, like, in your body, hell yeah, you want to feel that too. Like, you don't want to feel like the last man standing, like the last Mohican. Like, what?
Well, you know what? I just want to say that I didn't even realize. I mean, I had heard about the G spot for the longest time, but I had never experienced it either. And I was like you. I was like, why is everybody else getting this? You know, this G spot orgasm. What is the difference between that and the clitoral orgasm? And honest to goodness, it came about, and I didn't even realize that I had one until I had it again. I remember at the age of about 16 or 17 having that kind of orgasm. And I didn't realize that there was, I mean, I knew that there was a difference, but it wasn't until I got, you know, into these years that I started realizing, oh, that was a G-spot orgasm. Because I had it again. So it's not even something that I have all the time. I wish I could have a G-spot orgasm all the time. And probably if I, you know, worked and practiced and did everything I'm supposed to do, I would. But it's just such a difference. So does every woman have a G-spot? I would say yes, pretty much. I mean, I can't really say for sure, but I think we all do, and if we do, it's a matter of finding it. I never knew what it was even supposed to feel like, but now, you know, I'm getting more information about, you know, the texture of it. It kind of looks, it feels like a dried up raisin. It has, you know, it's a very rough texture, kind of feels like the roof of your mouth, feels like a little mound in there. So, just continue to explore. I don't know, you know, I don't know. Is this something that, I don't know, Ronnie, if you go to a gynecologist, I guess they can't really do that, huh?
That is, you know what, like, all of that is really interesting for me because I have, you know, looked it up. I have felt that spot that feels a little rough and different things like that. And I know, like, we are really about to run out of time. But this has really been, like, you know, a point of contention for me because, of course, you don't want to feel like the odd man out. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to feel like you missed. But I feel as though, you know, I have looked those things up. I have felt what I thought was that spot, you know, and maybe I'm just lazy and, you know, the time that it takes to do it, I'm just like, okay, whatever. I'm just about to go to my click and that's it, you know. But, you know, the bottom line for me, like, I'm just being honest. Like, you know, I just feel like even with sex and partners that are willing to take the time and just, like, really, like, how am I I'm thinking too much about it. Like, you know, like, I don't understand because I have people that understand that, okay, this has never happened. Like, let's explore this or whatever, you know. But there is an impatience when it comes to men and dealing with women that don't have an orgasm, you know, through penetration.
because that is their satisfaction too. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, not what makes them come, but what makes you come is a satisfaction for them. And that is a big issue. And I feel like, you know, I'm at an age where I have not experienced it ever, you know, and I know that it is an issue, and it is an intimidation, whether men like to admit it or not, but I do know that it is an intimidation for men because they want to know that they are doing their job and that they are pleasing you. So,
well, you know, I always tell my partners, you know, this is how my body is. I don't usually experience orgasm with penetration. I've had moments throughout my experience in life where that's happened, but, you know, maybe 3 or 4, really. So, I mean, I think that, you know, especially if it's someone that, you know, you really care about and they care about you, and if he's got some feelings like he's being not satisfying you because maybe he's been with women who do have orgasm through penetration. Every woman is different.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And so we have to know and be okay with how our body responds. I don't get that. I mean, I really don't. I have my best orgasms with clitoral stimulation. Now, I will say this.
Yes.
One of my G-spot orgasms came with oral stimulation. I mean, he was, you know, he was orally pleasuring me, and that's how, and he got on my G-spot, girl, and that was it. You know, you know, he was able to do something with that tongue that not a finger could do and not a penis could do. So you just never know how it's going to come up, or if you just want to keep practicing, you know, just keep practicing. But just be okay, you know, just be okay, because I don't think that we all are definitely not made alike. Some women have the ability to have, you know, it in all different directions, and, you know,
that's
so wonderful. And for those of us who have not yet gotten there, or maybe that's just never going to happen for us, we are still okay because we got our beautiful, wonderful pleasure centers called our clit.
Exactly. You know, and I just, honestly, for me, I just feel like, okay, well, maybe that's just only like my thing, because I promise you I haven't tried a lot of things. Maybe not every single thing in the book. I don't know every single thing in the book. But, of course, as society, like, I don't want to feel left out. I want to know what she talks about over there. Like, I want to be able to relate to that, whether I comment on it or not. I want to relate, you know, to this G-spot orgasm. So I guess my biggest thing is I know that everybody is framed differently. So it's going to be, you know, I know everything that I have read, it is described pretty much the same thing, you know, like, you know, how it's supposed to feel and where it's supposed to be, you know. Mm-hmm. But there are certain spots in me when I'm having sex that feels good that don't align with what I read.
Well, what I want to say to you is this, is that don't allow what other people, you know, you develop your own point, your own pleasure point, your point of reference for your pleasure. And, you know, because you mentioned, you know, there are other spots. So, you know, this may be how they're describing. They're using descriptive words to describe, you know, this feeling that they're feeling. And you may have an explosive or maybe, you know, a very good feeling that is orgasmic in its own right. And so claim that as the, you know, as the good experience that it was. And we have to be careful how we get caught up in, and not saying this is the case, but, you know, we have to be wary of how, you know, we use other people's point of reference of pleasure and how it is to ours, because of, you know, now that we are exposed to the bedrooms, you know, through, you know, pornography and how, you know, you have amateurs, but you also have, you know, professionals. And so we're looking at how they're performing, you know, on camera and how they're, you know, how they're reacting and how, you know, you have magazines that, you know, talk about sex and but they talk about sex, but we don't get into the intimacy part of it as well. And what happens is that, you know, we have those expectations going into the act, and so our mind is going because we're anticipating how we think that we should act. Well, the point is that, you know, we are present with our beloved. You know, we're exchanging a beautiful energy and love that is supposed to be, you know, all these different wonderful things. So, you know, we get caught up in our head and where we miss the moment because we're worried about or concerned about how we think we should be reacting or performing. So, you know,
yeah,
I just want to.
Thank you so much for that, Bonnie, because, you know, we've been talking a lot tonight about the physical experience of the orgasm and the squirting, but, you know, Bonnie, you know, to me, what you just said, you know, your intimacy, your connection, your spiritual connection during the wonderful art of lovemaking, your touch with each other, your, you know, connecting eye to eye and just really getting into that person, because that's the closest you can ever come with another human being when you're in the intercourse. When you're in intercourse, you know, that's the closest you'll ever come with another human being. And so, you know, I just want to just honor that, the sacredness of the lovemaking experience, you know, whether it's with the squirting and the orgasm, or maybe it's just the being together, entwined in each other's arms, you know, just feeling the vibration of the two of you exchanging this beautiful love energy. So, you know, definitely want to make sure that we keep our, you know, our heart and our intention on keeping that beautiful love connection, because that's where God is. God is in that love connection. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of prayer, and I believe that whatever I ask in prayer, I shall have. And so, you know, if I want to say, God, I also want to experience, you know, a magnificent G-spot orgasm, or I really want to know how that feels to have every part of my body feel that pleasure, then I can bring God into that experience with us. So that's also my offering to you, my
And I want to thank you, caller, for calling in on tonight's Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition.
Yes, thank you so much, Queen. We appreciate you, and we hope that you will definitely join us back again.
I see we have another caller in the queue, area code 904-994. We're going to bring you in. Welcome to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition.
My. What an amazing revelation and experience. Damn near orgasmic without just listening about it. Finding out that one of the challenges that we brothers have had has been no one took the time to explain that this is not a job. This is in a moment of restoration, relaxation, pleasure, 101, 102, 2.7, 8.9, all the amazing anomalies that we've got, that this is how we got back to the place of creation in the space where God resides. The goddess was correct up front. We did become intimidated because we thought that this was like building a brick house. It's not. It's like laying in the middle of a field and letting the breeze of the earth caress our bodies and enjoy the moment shared with that divine goddess that says, I am the yang to the yang that you present in this energetic moment. We're not taught that before we start to realize that there's a consciousness that we have to acquire, to ascribe to, and attain before we can walk into the pleasure of the courts of gods and goddesses. You're right, sis. You're right, goddess. You're right on everything. But we have not done the one thing that teaches us both how to take that first breath and explain that. Not just the fact that I touched you and you responded. The first breath wasn't explained and talked about. So I guess the statement is, why don't we talk? Why don't we talk about all of it? Talk about how you look in the eyes of my pleasure, not in my physical eye. When I close my eyes and receive your presence, that beautiful place of God and goddesses is what we don't talk about. That's long before any penile penetration. That's long before any tongue stimulation. But that is truly in the presence of who we truly are. We don't talk about that. But we don't get to that simple essence. Hell, getting to the orgasm ain't gonna ever happen. Oh, excuse me. Heaven. Ain't we gonna get to. But I do hear the lament, and I do, and I pray that all the other brothers that are secretly listening to this conversation are taking copious notes and realizing that this space is one that's built by the amazing presence of your breath, not your skills and how to wield your tool. Wonderful, great. But if you can't breathe, that tool is a very short-lived experience. And that's not what you're there for. You're for a life-changing event that will give you the invitation to repeat, 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 repeat. I appreciate you, goddesses, for having the tenacity to bring to us an opportunity to hear ourselves and to hear what you are wishing and wondering. But we both got a challenge, and that is to be willing and able to communicate. That's one of the things that I hear you say. We don't communicate. We don't take our time to communicate. All I want to do is hit it and get going, get busy. Well, there's a lot that's involved with that. Because I've never seen no one build a beautiful, magnificent mansion in 30 days. Yeah, you can build a habitat house in 30 days, but it don't have the illustrious fine points of a well-built mansion, a masterpiece. Right. A masterpiece takes a lifetime to master. That's why they call it a masterpiece. It ain't a quickie.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother, for blessing us with your words.
It was truly a blessing for me to even be in the presence of such divineness. It is so amazing, and I am grateful. God has shown me more of me through you and through the sisters and goddesses that have showed up in my life in the past year and a half, that I am truly, truly privileged to be here. So thank you.
Oh, I just want to say peace and love to you, my beautiful God. Oh, you're so amazing. Bless you, bless you, bless you. And I tell you, you just gave us a perfect ending to our show. It is always, it just touches my heart. It makes me want to cry because it's so beautiful to hear a brother who's open and willing to share his heart and to be open to hear what we as women have to say about ourselves, about our bodies, about how we want to be in relationship with you. So I just want to give honor to you tonight. Thank you so much for speaking for all of us. I think so many of us, desire to have that connection. You know, when you were talking about the breath, that's the beginning. That's where it all starts. And so thank you so much. God bless you, and pray that you will continue to come back and join us as we continue on with Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition in the weeks to come. So, Vonnie, I just want to also say I love each and every one of you. Thank you for all coming tonight. We love you so much. We appreciate you so much. Those who shared, we pray that you will have learned something tonight and will continue to grow in your own loving and loving yourselves so that you can experience all the magnificence and greatness that God has for each and every one of us. Vonnie, I'm going to turn it over to you. And I know you got some beautiful music to leave us out with. Namaste. I love you.
And I just want to say to the fam, thank you again. It has been an honor and a blessing and a privilege to wake up today and be able to be here with you this evening on another episode of Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And I just also want to remind the family that you can reach out to us on social media, on Facebook. We're on Love, Sex, and Nutrition. So feel free to shoot us a message or, you know, share a video. Or we just like to be engaged with you and be relevant and want to know, you know, how we can bring continue to bring content and conversations that are relatable to you. And also, you can find us on Instagram as well, Love, Sex, and Nutrition, and Twitter. And I say Twitter, I don't even use Twitter, but I'm just going to put it out there on Twitter as Sexual Educator. So, but that is a way to reach out to us, me and Z. And again, we just want to thank you, and we love you. And we're going to lead out tonight with the one of, so I love music, so you might hear me say this, but he is one of my favorite artists. Those that have heard me, you know, I speak of how I love lyrics, and I love this, the art of when an artist is able to communicate through song. So we're going to leave out with Eric Robertson, Just a Dream, and again, family, peace, and blessings. Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition.
Peace and blessings, family. We'll see you next week on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition.
One love.